I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Shall we be seated? Smile to someone by you. Give the person welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight I'm speaking and we are praying about the miracle of the floating axe. I said we are praying about what? The miracle of the floating axe. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. It's a beautiful story. We'll read through it quickly from verse 1 to 7. Help me, let's all read together. One go. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us." Amen. Take notice of the story. Some of you have not read this story in the Bible before. Take notice of the story. The place where we are is too small for us. Verse 2. "Please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go." Amen. So they brought a suggestion. "Let us go and fell some logs, some trees, and then let us use to build a bigger room for ourselves." Verse 3. "Then one said, 'Please, consent to go with your servants. Agree to go with us, prophet.' And he answered, 'I will go.'" Everybody say, "I will go." May the Lord go with you. Verse 4. "So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees." They cut down trees. "But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell." The iron axe. How many of you know axe? Yeah, the pie pie piano. Yes. So the head of the axe, which is iron, fell into the water. And you know when iron falls into water, what does it have? It sinks down. "Fell into the Jordan River," huge river, "into the water, and he cried out and said, 'Alas, master,'" that means, "Oh, at last, master, for it was borrowed." It was borrowed. Charlie, imagine if you go and borrow somebody's laptop and they steal it from your room. When we're on campus, that is the most bitter experience you can have as a student. You go and borrow somebody's laptop to use for an assignment. And instead, you come back to the room, it's gone. The pain of buying a laptop that is not yours. That's why I don't like using people's cars. I always tell people that if you give me your car, I don't like using it, because when I go and have an accident, the pain of repairing somebody's car and repairing another person's car, like if it's my hair, I can park my thing. Especially if you don't have a car, you go and spoil somebody's car. You have to buy his car for him. So it is very, very difficult to lose something that you don't even have some. And it belongs to someone. Then you lose it. You are not just restoring to the person. You yourself can't even afford it yourself. And you have to to be able to replace it for someone. I pray that may you not misplace something that will shake your life and your destiny. Or there are certain things where you misplace it, it will affect you like 3 years. You will be saving money to pay debt. But may God spare you. Amen. But this happened to the man. Verse 6. So the man of God said, are you reading? One go. So the man of God said, where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there. And he made the iron to float. Can you imagine a stick that is magnetizing iron? It's a miracle of intervention. Miracle. I pray that may God wrought a miracle that will surprise you in this season. That whatever has fallen in your life, may God wrought a miracle to restore it in the name of Jesus. And he threw just a stick on top of the river, and the stick was able to attract by the principle of magnetism. A stick that is not electronically charged, able to attract an iron from the deepest part of the river and brought the iron floating. A miracle that has never happened before that time. Tell somebody about you, there is nothing impossible with God. If only you can believe, there's nothing. That is why we have put together the season of possibility for the month of November. That whatever you think is over in your life, in that 1 week, it will be possible for you. Yeah. And tonight, I pray that may the all possibility God make everything impossible possible for you. So the man of God, where did, and he threw a stick, and the stick attracted the iron from under the water and brought it up, and the iron was floating. Unheard of. And verse 7, finally, therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and he took it. Amen. If you're expecting such a miracle for anything in your life, it may be a business, it may be a relationship, it may be marriage, something you think you have lost. If you're expecting such a miracle, may your amen be the loudest. And as you shout amen, may the Lord honor you. I say, may the Lord honor you. Clap your two hands and celebrate. So my whole assignment tonight is to pray with you to replicate this kind of miracle in our life. To replicate it. And it is possible. I have come to believe God for everything because I know that it is possible. We are coming to pray for a replication, for a reproduction. That Lord, anything in my life that seemed to have fallen, that seemed to have scattered, that seemed to have entered into the state of hopelessness, that seemed to have reduced, that God himself will work a miracle by his own power. Something that your uncle cannot take credit for. Something that your mother cannot take credit for. Something that your friends cannot take credit for. That God, who is able to magnetize iron with a stick, that God will be able to wrought a miracle for you. And so how did this miracle of a floating iron happened? Number one. And I'm going to relate it to your personal life. Like I do. Any teaching I do, I relate it to personal life. So that it will be able to help you. Number one. Identify your current need. Identify your current need. Identify your current. From verse 1. The Bible says that these people, they were the sons of the prophet. That means that they were prophets in the days of they were in the school of the prophet, like the way we have shepherds here in this church. Shepherds in this church are like the sons of the prophet in this house. And pastors in the Bible school and other, they are called, in those days, they call them sons of the prophet. That means that they are now training to become like their leader. So the Bible said that these were sons of the prophet, and they were with the prophet, but where they were was small for them. Where they were staying was small together with the prophet. So they recognized their need, number one. And they went to the prophet and they told the prophet, that man of God, it seems where we are staying is too small for us. Can I hear an amen? And that is the beginning of the miracle. The fact that they recognized that they needed expansion, that they were living in a restricted area, in a restricted room. The fact that they recognized it is what necessitated their movement to make an attempt to look for trees. That is what brought about the Acts story. If they had not recognized their need, if they have not discerned what they needed at that moment, this story wouldn't have existed. And so for every one of us, if we are going to experience a testimony of a turnaround, the first step is you must recognize the need in your life. If you're of a marriageable age, you must recognize that it's time to marry. If you are job hunting and things are not working, you must come to the place where you admit that this is a need in my life for God to meet. Bible says God shall supply all your need. And so you must get to the place where you admit that this is a need. God, I have this need. I want to travel. I have this need. I'm struggling with accessing the visa. I want to have money for this business. I want to start my own business. Or my marriage is not working. We are almost separating and collapsing. Lord, come through for me. Or my relationship is not working. You must recognize a need. Tell somebody about you. Recognize a need. Admit a need in your life. Identify your current need. They identified that they were living in a restricted zone, that their finances were too restricted, that they didn't have financial laxity for them to have enough to do what they want to do. So they identified that need and they started taking pragmatic steps to obtaining a miracle for it. I pray for 50 people tonight. That anything you can pinpoint as a need in your life, may the God of rescue supply. I said, may the God of rescue supply. For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. If it's a need of a child, the God of rescue supplying. If it's a need of accommodation, the God of rescue supplying. If it's a traveling opportunity, the God of rescue supplying. If it's a need of a marital door, the God of rescue supplying. If it's a financial need, the God of rescue supplying. If you are the one, you'll clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Number two, they attempted to make progress or to do something about it. Number one, they identified a need. They just did not identify a need. I need a job, or I need this opportunity, or I need to have my own business. They just didn't identify. But number two, they took steps. Everybody say steps. Now, that is the problem of some people. They know what they need, but they are not ready to take the steps. For everything you need, there are steps to acquire it. There are steps to have it. And a lot of people are able to fulfill step one, which is identifying their need. But to take the pragmatic steps to solve it or to provide it, a lot of people are not ready. The Bible says that they took the attempt, or they made attempt to make progress so that they can change their poor condition of living. So that they can change their situation. Every poor condition of living in your life, may the steps you will take after tonight, may it bring you laxity and progress. I said, may it bring you progress and prosperity. Clap your two hands and say, I receive progress in every aspect of my life. That I'm experiencing poor condition. That I'm experiencing poor condition. Say, I receive progress. Identify. That this area and Koye. Then you now sit down and ask yourself, what are the steps that when I take, I can solve this problem? I can solve this problem. attempt to make progress or do something about it. They try to make progress in their life. They try to create more space for themselves. And they took a decision that, Charlie, let us go to the Jordan River. And there are trees over there. Let us go and cut the trees so that we can come back with the trees and build a larger house for ourselves. That is what taking steps. Tell somebody, take steps. Take steps. If it has to do with marriage, take steps. Had to do with looking for children, take steps. Had to do with bouncing back academically, take steps. Had to do with starting a business or owning your own property, take steps. Getting a job, take steps. Don't just sit at home and be talking about it. There are steps you must take. In Isaiah chapter 54 verse 2, the Bible said that enlarge thy tent. Give me Isaiah 54 verse 2. Isaiah 54 verse 2. It said, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of their dwelling. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. So even God agrees with the fact that the level of your income is not enough. You need enlargement. God agrees with the fact that the level of your life is not enough. You need enlargement. God agrees with the fact that you need to progress. Your level of progress is not enough. You need to increase. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the Bible says that enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out their curtains. Do not hold back. I pray for somebody here that after tonight, you'll begin to see enlargement and increase. I say you begin to see enlargement and increase. You begin to see enlargement and increase. Do not restrict yourself. It is all right to desire progress. It is all right to want to increase. It is not wrong to want to increase. It is not wrong to desire something big. It is okay to desire something big. God says you can lengthen your course. You can lengthen your tent. You can enlarge your plans. You can dream big. Somebody shout, dream big. It's not wrong. Tell somebody it's not wrong. It's not wrong to desire that you want to earn this amount of money at the end of the month. It's not wrong. You just have to know the steps to follow. It is not wrong that you desire that, Charlie, I want to work in this company. It's not wrong. You just have to know the steps to follow. It is not wrong that I said that, Charlie, I'm tired of the single room. I need 3-bedroom house because my family size has increased. It is not wrong. God is not against your enlargement. Announce to 3 people around you, God is not against your progress. God is not against progress. God wants you to have a progressive life, a convenient life, a comfortable life. There is no correct father who desires his children to struggle at all. Biologically or naturally, I will not want my children to struggle. So I don't know how God will sit in heaven and will enjoy seeing you and I struggling. No, that's not his desire for us. He says that we can enlarge, we can enlarge, we can increase, we can multiply, we can grow big, we can multiply, we can increase, we can become great. That small tabletop business can increase to become a huge company. That thing on your head can grow to become a big shop. That small company you have started can grow to hit the whole nation. That dream in your heart can become something big. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. It's not wrong. Not wrong to desire that I am not ending in SHS, that I will also be a graduate from the university. It's not wrong. Pray that whatever you have started nurturing in your heart, may the God of rescue pour the water of blessing upon it. Pour the rain of blessing upon it. Pour the rain of blessing upon it. And I see increase coming your way. I am here to prophesy. I see multiplication coming on your way. I see enlargement coming on your way. I see increase coming on your way. Clap your 2 hands and say, I will not hold back. Shout, I will not restrict myself. Say, I will dream big. Say, I will plan big. Say, I will expect big. Because I have a big God. Shout, I have a big God.
Shout, I have a big God. Shout, I have a big God. Clap your two hands together. Number three. As you attempt to make progress with that thing that you are doing, you must be aware of something. Be aware that God is in support. That's what I'm trying to establish. Be aware that God is in support of your progress, or God is interested in your progress. And I want to reiterate that fact, because sometimes life can corner you in a place that you start questioning whether God and Kasano, is he interested in me at all? I have people who have asked me those questions before. So is God really interested in me? So is God really seeing the way I'm suffering? So is God really hearing my prayer? So is God happy that things are happening the way they're happening? No. God is interested. God is very much interested. He said, I wish above all things that you would do well, even as your soul does well. I wish above all things that you will progress. I wish above all things that you will succeed, even as your soul prospers. I pray for 50 people here tonight. Your life will not become anything short of prosperity. I say your life will not become anything short of the goodness of God. For goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you academically. Goodness and mercy shall follow you in your marital destiny. Goodness and mercy shall follow you in your finances. Goodness and mercy shall follow you in your ability to travel, in your desires to travel. Goodness and mercy shall follow your business. It shall follow your company. It shall follow your relationship. It shall follow your job. It shall follow the work of your hands. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Shout, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Shout, God is interested in my prosperity. God delights in my prosperity. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive.
That is what David watched it carefully, and then he said, who delights in the prosperity of his servant? God delights. He is the one who delights in the prosperity of those who are serving him. And that is why I'm 1,000% sure that God is in support. You see, when those gentlemen, they asked the prophet that, can we go and then fell some trees so that we can build a bigger place for us? Because this one is too small. We can't survive with this kind of level. This one is too small. Can we? When they inquired from the prophet said, yes, you can go. Because God is in support of it. God is in, they say, yes, you can. Because God was in support of it. God was in support. God was not against it. Hallelujah. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Say, please, let us go to Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go. Everybody say, go. Everybody say, go. Tell somebody by you, go. Go and succeed. Go and prosper. Tell him, go and marry, go and increase, go and enjoy, go and succeed in your business, in your education, whatever is on your heart desire. Go and be fruitful. Shout, go! Are you prophesying it? Say, go! It is the voice of God in heaven that you are re-echoing for someone. Because there are people who are skeptical whether they should do it or not, whether God would have them to do it or not. But I hear the sound of heaven, a trumpet in heaven that is sounding to as many people that the Lord has dropped desires in your heart. He says, go, start that company, start that business, start that relationship, start that marriage, start that job. Go! Go, because I hear in my spirit, you too, you employ some people. You too, you put food on the table of some people. You too, you will laugh last. You too, you be the hope of your family. You be the hope of Ghana. You be the star of your continent. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one.
I'll be the hope. Say, I'll be the star. Say, I'll be the brightening light. The brightening light. The shining star. Wherever I find myself. He said, go. That's the prophetic word for somebody. Go. Go and manifest destiny. Number four. Secure divine presence and prophetic backing. Secure divine presence and prophetic backing. In your attempt to make progress, we are talking about how they made progress with a floating axe. With a floating axe. How did they make progress? Actually, where we are is too small. We want enlargement. And God said, good, go. And God said, I support it. But in their quest, at the two steps, they did not forget divine presence and prophetic backing. Everybody say divine presence. Say prophetic backing. Say divine presence. Say prophetic backing. That means that he ensured that they carried God along. Woe unto you if you take the journey without God. You will fail and you interpret the failure that God didn't send you. But it was not that God didn't send you. You went alone. Someone didn't get what I just said. I said, when God sends you on a mission, also make sure that he accompanies you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, we forget that he's part of the equation. We forget. Some small successes will make us forget to pray. Will make us forget to carry him. Like they did. Jesus was the one who said, let us go to the other side. Was it not Jesus? He said, let us cross to the other side. Was it not Jesus? Then when they were going, they became so busy chatting, eating, playing that they all forgot about Jesus. And Jesus was in the stand, underground, and he was asleep. And they were doing their own thing. In their minds, we are fishermen. He's a carpenter. So we are in charge here. Until they started singing. Now when they started singing, they remembered that, this one, we have forgotten that the one who is responsible for the goal, the one who said let us go, the one who said let us marry, the one who said let us start, the one who said let us start that business, the one who said let us go to that school, the one who said I should go, where is he? They started searching for him, and they remembered that he has gone downstairs, and then they descended down there and they walked him there. Don't you care that the mission you initiated is about to fail? Don't allow the mission God initiate to fail. And then you blame God that he sends you on a suicide mission. God doesn't send people on suicide mission. There is no instruction that God has given that is to our destruction. It only becomes our destruction when we abandon him on the way. Because with you alone, you can't succeed. With you alone, you cannot conquer. But with him, it's possible. And he asked you to go there because he knew he was going to be part of it. So once you abandon him, then you are alone. You have to chase out the Jebusite and chase out the Hittite and chase out all the Amalekite and keep you cannot. So if you check the history of Israel, anytime they neglect God, their enemies enslave them. Anytime they repent and go back to God, then they start possessing the land. The land that God said, I've given to your forefathers. Anytime they abandon God, they lose the land. Anytime they go back to God, then they start winning. Ask somebody, have you abandoned him? Ask him. Be careful to ask. Ask, have you abandoned him? God, don't assume that God is with the person. Don't assume it. The fact that Pastor Prince started with God last year does not mean he's still with God. The fact that you started with God in January does not mean you are still with God. Some of you started the year very well. 14 days, spiritual intensification, and you committed everything to God. But along the line, you took the business into your own hands because you are the intelligent one, because you are the smart one, because you are the experienced one, because you are the beautiful one. You trusted in your own strength. I know you are. That's where you are. I don't know whether I'm speaking to the right people. I'm in a different church. Let me look for the next church. Where is the next church? Maybe God directed me. He said there's a church in Odoko. Maybe it's not this one. Because it looks like the people I'm talking to, they don't understand what I'm saying. So last time, you understand what I'm saying? Because it looks like, I get what I'm saying. I don't want you to blame God. Don't blame God. God has never made an error. There's nobody God tells you marry that God made an error. There's no place God tells you go that an error. If I should go to men's room and I don't succeed, it's not because God made an error directing me there. It is because I missed something. I left him behind. I become champion attack and I left him behind. Experienced evangelist, man of God. And I forgot. And sometimes some small successes can make you forget God. Abi, yes. You know whether you have forgotten God the way you rush out of home without praying. When you knew God, you were praying before. You were committing everything. Now that the business is booming, you don't have time for him. Gradually, he's going downstairs. He's going downstairs. He's going to sleep in your life. And woe unto you if he sleeps in your house, in your life. Because the storms and the waves, they will come knocking on your door. And when they come knocking on your door, you realize that your experience cannot chase them out. Your experience cannot win. Your fishing experience cannot win. Unless you call the one who created the storms and the one who created the waves. He is the only one when he comes. He will lift up his hand and say, peace be still. I created marriage. Peace be still. I said the hand that do not work should not eat. So peace be still. I said that you must increase. So peace be still. I said I will open the windows of heaven and bless your finances. So peace be still. He is the only one who can silence the spirit of poverty from your life. He's the only one who can chase out the spirit that are not allowing you to marry. He's the only one who can enjoy that thing that you are doing. Are you here with me at all? Clap your two hands and say, help me, God. If you are clapping, do that better. He's the only one. Don't abandon God. Whisper it in the ears of the one by you. Don't abandon God. Carry him along. Carry him along. You need divine presence and prophetic backing. Say prophetic backing. Look at it. Look at the verse. Go back to the main 2 Kings 6. Then one said, please consent to go with your servants. And he answered, I will go. They were careful. They were wise people. Even though the prophet said, go and make progress and build a larger house. They didn't leave him home. Because when we get there and the lions are chasing us in the forest, and we will be finished. Our flesh will be torn apart on the wayside. So come and let's go. And then Elisha followed them. Imagine if Elisha was not there. How would he have rescued that axe that fell into his hand? How would he have worked that miracle? And so they calling on Elisha to follow means two things. It means one, divine presence, because he's a representative of God. That means they were conscious of God enough that we need a representative of God there. And then two, it also means a prophetic covering. Say prophetic covering. Everybody, God gave you a prophet. God gave you a man of God. God gives men of God to people for their blessing, for their destiny. God looks at your destiny and he chooses a man of God that can help you navigate the path of life for you to achieve that destiny. It is not every man of God that can lead you to your destination. Are you guys what I'm saying? Because all men of God are called with different assignments and are given. Bible says that they have been made shepherds over your soul. Shepherds over your soul. And the Bible says that in Jeremiah, he said that I shall give you shepherds after my own kind, after my own heart, who shall feed you. So when it comes to who your pastor should be, who your man of God should be, God is the one who chooses. And you see that God will connect you. You see that God will open the door. God will give you some kind of connection with that person. You realize that this man has been a blessing in my life. The voice of this man has brought change in my life. It's like deep calls unto deep. There's always some spiritual connection. It looks like this man is able to feed you. It looks like this one is able to pastor you. It looks like this man is able to be a blessing. He offers direction. He said, I will give you shepherds. I the one by you. Who is your pastor? Who is your shepherd? I'll give you shepherds after your kind. Jeremiah 3 verse 15 to 16. Who shall feed you? And then I love the way he said in verse 16, when you have the right shepherd or the right man of God or the right prophet feeding you, there is something that will happen to you. Look at verse 16. Then it shall come to pass when you are multiplied and increase. Multiplication and increase will become your bona fide property. I get what I'm saying. You can never end small under the right man of God. You can never. I didn't write the Bible. Look at it. If you can roam and roam and roam. Some of you like roaming. So you can roam and roam. If you roam and roam and roam and roam, you may not really see the progress that you want. But realize that when you go, something pulls you to this particular person. And anytime you get close to that particular person, you begin to see progress. Make sure you stay there. Make sure you stay there. Because that is your appointed place. I get what I'm saying. And it says that when you are able to find that shepherd eye the Lord has given you, he said, then there shall be multiplication, and then there shall be increase in the land. I pray for multiplication and increase to come upon you right now. I stretch forth my hands in the spirit. May your business multiply. May your customers multiply. May your children multiply. May your influence multiply. May your brand multiply. May the grace of God on your life multiply. May your ministry multiply. May your marriage multiply. I pray that may God cause you to increase. You are increasing. Nothing will be small in your life. Your money will not be small. Your business will not be small. Your ministry will not be small. Your impact will not be small. Your customers will not be small. Shout, I am increasing. Clap your two hands. Shakapa rakata. Hosea 12 verse 13. It said that by a prophet he brought them out of Egypt, and by a prophet he preserved them. God uses his men of God to help you. And he gives everybody one. He gives everyone. When I see the things that God has used my prophets to do in my life, it's amazing. I would not be where I am if not for a man of God. If not for a man of God who trained me, I will not be where I am. I will not be in the miracle ministry if not for a man of God. God says, go and then learn miracles. I will not. God gave me his prophets to teach me, to guide me, to direct me. And I'm a product of great men of God. Hallelujah. I get what I'm saying. And you too, God has given you his prophet and his shepherd. Matthew 6 verse 39. The Bible says, when Jesus saw how they were scattered, and therefore, Matthew 9 verse 36. You start from verse 36. Matthew 9, quickly. When he saw the multitude, I want to emphasize something here. He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Your life will be scattered if you don't have a voice that directs you, a voice that advises you, a voice that prays for you, a voice that comes in when things are difficult for you, a voice that comes in when life is becoming some way, a voice that can step in and resolve problems and conflicts in your life, a voice that when you are confused can come in and help you to make the right decision. You need a voice. Tell somebody you need a voice. And in your quest to achieve progress, like these sons of the prophet, be careful to carry your prophets along. Don't disconnect. Tell somebody, don't disconnect. Tell somebody, don't disconnect. It is dangerous to disconnect. It is suicidal to disconnect. You will be found wanting to disconnect. Because once you are disconnected, the flow on their life is disconnected from you. And you have come this far by the flow of grace. So once you are disconnected, it is like a fan. It's just a matter of time. When you disconnect the power that goes into the fan, it will oscillate for a while. But don't be deceived to think that because it's still oscillating, there is still power in it, that it is still doing well. It's just a matter of time. And then it will stop. Then you will realize that not knowing all that I am is as a result of a certain grace I'm connected to. Don't learn in the wrong way. Tell somebody, don't learn in the hard way. Tell somebody, be careful. Don't learn it in the hard way. Pray that as many that are connected to me, may the grace of God working on my life, may it begin to work over your life. May you begin to benefit from that grace. May you begin to benefit from that counsel, benefit from that wisdom, benefit from that anointing, benefit from that power, benefit from that grace, benefit from that increase, benefit from that speed. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands. I receive them all. That you will begin to succeed at a very early age. Do not be an old man before you begin to see the fruit of your labor at all. It's a grace that you must walk in. It's a grace. Don't abandon your prophetic backing, your prophetic covering. Number five, begin to work on the progress plan. Work on what? The progress plan. Everybody say progress plan. Say progress plan. What do I mean by that? Go back to the scripture. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they started cutting down the trees. What they planned in their room, in their heart, that they were going to fell down trees so that they can build bigger rooms and create space and progress for themselves, they didn't sit down on it. They started implementing it. Receive the grace to implement. Your amen is looking for Richard. Receive the grace for implementation. Receive the grace to carry out your intentions. A lot of you, and you are good at talk. Say talk. A lot of us, we are good at talking. If we should call you and say, Charlie, what is your plan for this year? You know, this year, you have nice way of outlining your plans. But we are in October. Ask the man by you, how far, Oga? Madam, how far? January, the plans you told us, no, how far? I said, ask the person, who's slow now? Ask the person, the January plans, no? Now, me see, how far? January plans, no, crashing, how far? They planned, come forward, they planned that they were going to enlarge. And thank God they didn't sit down. Bible said they attempted it. They started cutting. Even though they encountered troubles, but they continued cutting. Even though some of them, their axe head fell, but they continued cutting. Charlie, there is a place of responsibility in the equation of success. There is a place. Christianity is not an irresponsible faith. I've always been telling you, there is the what to do to have what you want. There is the what to do to have what you want. Start making things work. Don't sit down and wait that angels are coming from Elohim's presence. That they are coming to cook the thing for you or something. Get up from your bed. Storm the internet. Start applying. Start knocking on doors. Start making phone calls. Start doing business. Start from somewhere. Arrange a few things you have. Start contacting people, family and friends. Don't just sit down. I get what I'm saying. Don't just sit there and fold your hands and say that she in Koso. She in Koso. One ema she in Koso. You must get up. You must think outside the box. They started implementing their plan. They said they were going to progress. They said they were going to build a bigger. And they didn't sit down. For the man of God to go and lose. Even some of them even told the man of God, I even went to borrow the axe. That means that I went to borrow the capital. Or I went to borrow somebody's bowl to come and sell. They were looking for ways. They didn't even have the axe to do the project, but they went to borrow it. You are sitting down waiting for what? What are you waiting for? I don't know whether I'm speaking to the right people. The things you wrote down. You say you read Bible how many hours, how many chapters. You say you pray how many minutes. You say you fast how many. That is why. That's why you are becoming dry. That is why. The things you wrote down, you are not doing it. From January, you are in October now. You have even forgotten that January you brought your program out, your plans. No. You said you were going to save. Didn't you say that? Didn't you say that? You said every month you were going to save how much? I've used it to chop chubum, chubum. As an hour, we still go to your account saying you don't have one Ghana city because you told yourself that you were going to save 500 or 200 and then all that. Then you see Nike, then you buy. Then you see Jerry Kells, then you buy. Then you see, hey, small life, hey. Mr. Lotto, and now you are blaming the pastor. I have a plan, but I'm not getting capital. Where do we get capital from? Where do we get capital from? Have you ever seen God throwing capital from somewhere in the sky before? It comes through ways. One of the ways, when you start a little business, one of the ways to generate capital is what? Is by saving the small. Aside God touching the heart of certain people to bring you help. May you have an anointing to implement. Receive 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 an anointing to implement. Whatever is in your heart, receive the grace to carry it out. Whatever is in your mind, receive the ability to make it happen. Receive that power. Receive that grace. Receive that power. Receive that grace. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Do it. The word is do it. Do it. You say you will do, now do it. Do it. Don't sit and wait. Don't sit and be postponed. Is that procrastination is the thief of time. Don't wait. All too soon, December is coming. But I pray that whatever you were not able to achieve from January to October, may God put it together for you in the month of November. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That is why you can't miss the season of possibilities. You can't miss it because it has been programmed for last hour. If you think 2025 is over, come and try season of possibility. Last hour, an anointing will locate you and something will start changing. And you will end this year with a testimony. Shout, it is not over until it is over. Say, devil, you think you have knocked me, but it is not over until it is over. Say, I am rising up before the year comes to an end. I will be the last one to celebrate. I will laugh last. Now you are laughing whilst I am on the floor. But by December, I will laugh last. I will laugh last. I will laugh last. Clap your two hands together. And you know, laugh last is the one who laughs best. Yeah. That laughter is very nice. When you were the last person, it's full of minshe. If first half and you are leading by two goals, you are laughing. And then second half, last hour, the score 10. And now they are leading you 3-2. The first laughter and the last laughter, which one will be better? May you laugh last. May November bring you good news. Your amen is not encouraging at all. I said, may November bring you good news. I said, may November bring you good news. I said, may November bring you good news. Your medical report will make you laugh. Your test results will make you laugh. The contrast that will land will make you laugh. The connections that will come will make you laugh. The text messages that will drop will make you laugh. The letters that will drop will make you laugh. Your emails will make you laugh. Clap your two hands and shout, I shall laugh last. Number six, prepare for unseen circumstances. When they made that adventure, they had an unseen circumstance. They were cutting, and then one of the ass head fell into them. And then the guy shouted, ah, man of God. Charlie, sometimes it's not everything you plan that happens to you. Sometimes unforeseen circumstances can happen. You never planned that your mother should die and she died. And all your plans have changed for the year. You never planned that your business should collapse and all of a sudden something has happened. AMA has come to ransack the whole place and your business has gone down. You didn't plan it. These are unforeseen circumstances. On the road to progress, sometimes unforeseen circumstances can happen. But when they happen, it is not over. All. It will only be over if you give up there. That is when you say that, and this happened to me. But if you have persisted, your end would have been better. Are you getting what I'm saying? The guy was cutting only for the iron head to fall into the water. And then he shouted, I borrowed it. I borrowed it. I borrowed it. That is disappointment. That is disappointment. Tonight, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you that any unforeseen circumstance, any disappointment that has come on your way, any disappointment, that the Lord will intervene. This November, a good news will be delivered in the hands of someone. A good news will be delivered to the house of someone. As I am speaking, angels are carrying it out. Angels are implementing it. The Bible says that a none shall miscarry. That means none shall be disappointed. Shout, I will not be disappointed. Say, I will not be disappointed. Exodus 23:26. I will not be disappointed. I shall not miscarry my plans. I shall not miscarry my dreams. I shall not miscarry my children. I shall not miscarry my investment. Shout, I shall not be disappointed. Then he shouted, the axe was borrowed. What does he mean by the axe was borrowed? If the axe was borrowed, it means that one, there is going to be what? An abortion of the project. If the thing has fallen into the water, that means no more building, no more expansion. So an abortion of the project, a termination. And some of you, the devil has attacked you, attempting to terminate your plans, your project. That brand new thing you have given birth to, that baby you have delivered, wants to kill that child, wants to kill that relationship, wants to kill that marriage. An open door has opened for you and you are happy. About 3 months, you are happy. No, there is problem. No, there is problem. That is an abortion of project. May it never be you. And if it has happened to you already, may the Lord bring you out. An abortion of project is disappointment and sudden termination. If the iron has fallen, it means that there is loss of axe. Loss of axe. And loss of axe means that your system of progress has fallen. Because the axe is what he is using to cut, to build. That's the system of progress. Some of you, your system of progress is that business. Some of you, your system of progress is that marriage. Since you married that man, don't you see that your life has become better? Since you married that woman, don't you see that things have changed? The devil manages to destroy that marriage. You are back to square one. Some of you, your system of progress is that education you are involved. That school you are attending. It is what is bringing you hope. If you fail, if the devil manages to make you fail, that means you are downfall. You are finished. Ask the one by you, what is that system of progress you are having? What's that system of progress? What's that thing in your life that seems to be bringing you hope? Seems to be bringing you progress? May God preserve that thing for you. I said, may God preserve that person for you. I said, may God preserve that thing for you. That system is your axe. May it never fall. What does he also mean? It means indebtedness to the axe owner. He said, I went to borrow. And now you have misplaced it. It's lost. That means you are even owing on top of it. You are owing. And some of you, you are owing. You are owing so much. You turn left, you are owing. You turn right, you are owing. You come front, you are owing. It looks like you have been surrounded by debt. But I stretch forth my hands in the spirit. The Bible says that for we shall not be borrowers but lenders. I cancel every debt that is harassing your life. I cancel every debt that has surrounded you. Some years ago, I was declaring like this. Somebody was owing 50 million. When he went, 10 million has been canceled. And the people he was owing said that, oh, take it. No problem. 8 years ago, that thing happened. I prophesy over you right now that every debt you are owing, it is canceled. I don't know how, but the Lord will do it. You will come back with a testimony. You will come back with a testimony. Your debt at the office is canceled. Your debt in accommodation is canceled. Your debt in your business is canceled. Your debtors have been cleared out of your life. Receive a debt-free life. The Bible says we shall owe no man except love, we shall owe no man. Except love. So you will owe no man. Say, I owe no man. The Lord shall set me free. And that also, it means suffer shame and embarrassment. You go and borrow somebody's thing, that is shameful and embarrassing. Shameful and embarrassing. Isaiah 54 verse 4. He said that you shall no more be ashamed. May that be your story. Anything bringing you shame, the Lord has brought you out. Amen. It means failure. If your axe has fallen, it means failure in your pursuit. But you shall not fail. The Lord shall cause you to bounce back. It also means discouragement. It also means discouragement. But in all this, what you need is intervention. Everybody say intervention. He cried out to the prophet. And he said, oh man of God, my axe has fallen. All these things have happened to me. All these bad things pastor has listed has happened. And then the man of God did something, prayed, did something, dropped a stick, and then restored it. I pray that may the prayers I'm about to pray with you, may the anointing over my life cause an intervention for you. May the anointing over my life cause a restoration for you. Whatever you have lost, may you be restored sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord and rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.